This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Second hour of the program, live Saturday show.
Yeah! Hour number two, yeah!
Indeed, the phones are open as always here.
Sorry, I was watching a thrash metal documentary earlier today.
And psyched
up. And it made me realize that, like, one of the things that I used to do in bands was do, like, backup vocals.
Oh, yeah?
And a lot of that with heavy metal is just going,
yeah!
Shouting.
Yeah! Hey! Yeah!
Yeah!
Well, we're glad that you're here to do that for us.
Yeah!
Thank you, Captain. 603-283-6160. That is where you can join us here. We've been talking about Silk Road, the original, the first darknet marketplace that was founded a decade ago. I think it was like, I don't know if it was January of 2011, but it was 2011 when this thing got started. And Ross Ulbricht was its creator. And we know that that's true. Because they admitted it. I don't know why they did this, but the defense attorney just came right out with it in the trial during Ross Ulbricht's trial in 2015 for this, and admitted that his client was the creator of the Silk Road. They later claimed that he wasn't the operator of the Silk Road the entire time, but they basically admitted to it, so I'm still not sure what that defense approach was all about, but nonetheless, he was convicted.
Clearly, it was not the best possible tactic.
Yeah. By the way, with you in the studio, you've got me, Ian.
Beakless Mountaineer, and...
Yeah!
Oh, sorry, it's the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Yeah,
I didn't
You already told that joke.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live, now with thrash metal backup vocals.
Yeah! New people are always tuning in, though.
That's true.
Yeah, it wasn't the best defense tactic, I don't think, and he ended up getting convicted of two and was sentenced to two life sentences plus 40 years. He's been in a maximum security federal penitentiary since that time as a first-time offender, by the way, someone who has never had an arrest or a conviction at any point in his entire life. He's now going to die in prison.
You know, I always wonder with the multiple life sentences, are they just going to one day decide, like, you are the reincarnation of this person who still has another life sentence. We're just going to put you in jail as a baby.
We found you again. And so he was interviewed, or rather given the chance to speak, at the Bitcoin conference that happened in Miami last weekend. And so this is the very first time ever that Ross Ulbricht has had a chance, or I'm sure he's had many chances. This is the first time he's accepted any kind of invitation to speak publicly on the Silk Road. And as a result of this speech, they put him back in lockdown. They put him in the so-called special housing unit for most of a week. I did see that they did let him out. So it wasn't an extended stay, but they did, you know, give him a...
dare he make a phone call and say words?
Yeah.
Which is doubly ironic because this entire thing is extremely apologetic. Like,
yeah,
I'm sorry,
true.
I wasn't thinking about my family, I wasn't thinking about this as much as I should have.
Yeah, he didn't rub it in their faces and say, I did a great thing here and screw you feds.
Yeah.
Right? Because he did do a great thing, and he feels pretty sorry for it now. And I don't blame him for saying the things he said. Who knows what he really thinks? But what he's saying the things that he should say in order to have the consideration by whatever government goons would be able to make these decisions to let him out at some point. As an example, Ed and Elaine Brown. These were the tax freedom advocates who were arrested in their home in Plainfield, New Hampshire. I think it was 2006 or 2007 when this went down. They were holed up in their house. There was like a six-month-long standoff between them and the FBI or whoever, whichever federal agency was after them, IRS, et cetera. Armed men were surrounding their house. Ed Brown was, you know, yelling about, you know, going to shoot or whatever. He's going to use violence if necessary. And so they stayed away for a while until they finally used some subterfuge, dressing a federal agent as a pizza delivery man who then took the Brown folks down and a couple of their supporters, including Jason Gerhard, who we've had here on Free Talk Live a couple times. But the reason why Jason Gerhard and Elaine Brown were released from prison last year, in I think it was like January of last year,
yeah,
was because One, there was a federal law that got overturned as unconstitutional that allowed the federal judges to sort of re-sentence the people involved in these cases. And so what Elaine Brown did when she got in front of this judge was she was like, I was wrong. I'm divorcing my husband. And, you know, I'm sorry.
I remember that. We covered that on Free Talk Live when it happened.
And the judge said, okay, you're out of jail. You're out of prison. You've been in prison for 13 years. We are going to commute your sentence, and goodbye. And same thing of the other people, except for Ed Brown. Ed Brown was not sorry. Ed Brown still, you know, believes the things that he believed before, and, you know, kudos to him for that. But I wouldn't blame Ed Brown if he decided to say, you know what, I was wrong about this, and I'm sorry, and I'll be a good little boy, and I'll pay taxes until the day I die, which won't be long because he's in his 80s at this point. But he didn't.
Some people have to die for their beliefs.
Yes, and he didn't do that, and so the judge sentenced him to a longer sentence. He was already going to die in prison. Now,
oh, you're not kissing the ring when you had the opportunity?
Yeah.
For shame.
Flog him. Sir, we're not allowed to flog people. Put him in the hole and leave him there for 80 years. Yeah, we can do that.
Right, so that's why I say I don't blame Ross. We don't know what he really thinks. Maybe he really does feel the way he's expressing. I'm not doubting. I don't know. I don't know what he thinks,
right. But
if he's changing his opinion because of the circumstances, I wouldn't blame him. If you're in these people's clutches, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
It really does illustrate what cruel bastards we're dealing with here, though. Here he is kissing the ring, apologizing for what he's done.
And they put him in lockdown.
Yeah. You still put him in solitary confinement.
So he's saying that he's the one who contributed to his mother's heart condition. And it wasn't Ross. It was the federal government. They're the ones that did that. Mm-hmm. All Ross did was create a website that helped people, that helped countless numbers of people. We cannot calculate how many people are still alive today because they didn't buy bad drugs on the street and they got what they were expecting to buy. Because you get a lot of fake stuff when you buy drugs on the street.
Mm-hmm. It was such a multifaceted thing, too, because with him doing those things that you just described, he also helped to forward this new technology that's one of these once-in-a-generation jumps in technology.
You talking about Bitcoin?
Yeah. But, I mean, the blockchain in general, right, is that technology, but Bitcoin's the first killer app surrounding blockchain.
But Silk Road was the first. Bitcoin is the sort of the creation of the blockchain.
Correct.
Bitcoin is... You know, whether it's the killer app or not, Silk Road was the killer app for Bitcoin.
Yes, definitely.
And it gave people an excuse to check it out.
But I'm just saying that, like, not only did he create this website that made it safer for people to transact in the ways that they wanted to voluntarily, he also helped forward this new technology, that Bitcoin is. And so for him to be punished for these things is just one of the most cruel things I think has ever happened to a human being.
And if you look at the worst parts of the drug trade, of the illicit substances market, I mean, it's gangs killing each other over territory and people who get caught in the crossfire because they're fighting over physical territory to sell these illicit substances.
That's right.
Now, this is a way where you bypass that completely and entirely.
Yeah, the Postal Service delivers your drugs to you.
Yeah, there is no territory to fight over.
GPS,
there is no gang violence. There are no innocent bystanders getting shot while they fight over turf. None of that happens with this.
Yeah, so there's tremendous increases in safety. As you're pointing out, there's safety increases on the side of the business side because all the competitors, there's a ton of them, but they're all anonymous, so they don't know who they are. They don't know where to go to, like, beat their competitors up or set their house on fire or whatever terrible things might happen.
Right, you take the violence out of that equation.
Yeah, that's gone. And then they make more people safe because they're getting the drugs that they actually ordered because the drugs that are sold on darknet marketplaces are almost always exactly what you expect them to be because if they're not, you get bad feedback as a seller and you're done.
Yeah, so, you don't accidentally buy oregano or a bag of baking soda or something like that.
And anything that decreases the number of innocent children being shot in drive-bys is probably a good idea.
Amen.
Right. But no. But the federal government, when they were at the sentencing hearing for Ross, tried to make him out to be like some sort of killer, that, oh, my God, all these people died because of the Silk Road, and I'm sorry. A bunch of people stayed alive because of the Silk Road. And you know, his mother... She's an amazing lady, Lynn Olberg. She's been fighting for him this whole time. And obviously that's not how she wanted to spend her retirement. I mean, that sucks. but it's not Ross's fault. You know, what he did was something that was laudable. He did something that actually helped humans across the world. And it will never be calculable how much he actually helped. But he changed the entire face of the black marketplace. And they're punishing him for it. And a man who did nothing more than create a website is now in prison for two life sentences plus 40 years. And he's got more to say. We'll play more of his speech coming up here. It's free time.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Talk Live, 603-283-6160 is our number if you want to join us. We've been talking about Ross Ulbricht, the founder, the creator of the Silk Road, the underground darknet marketplace that changed the world in a way the black market has never seen in the history of the black market. I mean, this was an amazing innovation that saved countless lives. The dude should have been given a medal.
Absolutely.
He should have been given a commendation for the work that he did. Instead, they gave him two life sentences plus 40 years. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Bigless Mountaineer.
The captain is here. I was going to say, in addition, I'm thinking perhaps a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Right, because...
Well, no, they don't even nominate people like that for... No, they'll nominate Mao, Hitler, Stalin.
Regardless of who they'll nominate, I'm just saying, what are the criteria for the Nobel Peace Prize in order to be nominated?
I have no idea.
Right? Does he fit those criteria? Did he indeed create peace where there was none before?
I would say yes. He increased the peace, for sure.
Absolutely, yeah. He did. If gang wars were lessened, if violence between drug addicts were lessened, if there were no more turf wars, as we alluded to, you know, I would say absolutely yes. He brought more peace.
Yeah, well, the last winner I checked on of the Nobel Peace Prize brought the largest military force the world has ever known from two wars to seven. So it's about how legit
Obama.
That is. That's the one, yeah.
It's Obama, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, bombed so much that even we ran out of bombs.
All right, so I'm going to go back to this speech from the Bitcoin conference in Miami by Ross Ulbricht, first time ever speaking out about the Silk Road, and it's, you know, he's sorry. It's what it sounds like. He's under control, and he's doing what he can to reduce whatever damage he can at this point. Let me continue, though, before we continue with commentary.
8 years later, she still pushes for me every day. But the whole ordeal, my imprisonment, has been devastating for her. And not just her. My fiance, my father, my sister, everyone. They're all hurting. I want you to understand what it means to lose your freedom. There's more to losing your freedom. It's more than being locked in a cage and the devastation that brings to your family. Locking someone in a cage until they die, it's such a horrific thing to do to a person. To lock someone in a cage until they die, the public, you have to be convinced that person is evil. That they are somehow less than human. After I was arrested, another prisoner came up to me, a young man. He had a magazine, and he said, Ross, they wrote an article about you. So I flipped to the article, and I'll never forget what I saw. It was an illustration of me. And what was so strange was the face had my features and proportions, but skin had a putrid color. The eyes were bloodshot. I was hunched over like some kind of ghoul. I pushed the magazine away. I just couldn't handle it. I couldn't face what I was seeing. It felt like I could feel physical pain in my chest, like claws were tearing through me. The young man, he said, at least read what they're saying about you. And I said, why? Why listen to someone badmouth you and lie about you if you can't say anything back? He got quiet. Later that day, he told me they had done the same thing to him, not on national news, but in his local paper. They do it to all of us. So, after I said I didn't want to read it, he tore out the article and he shredded it right into the trash. And he said, I don't want to read it either. That meant so much to me. I don't want to read it either. See, you gave me hope that you wouldn't look at me like I'm some sort of monster. The caricature they created was a violent drug lord. That is not who I am. That is a lie. It's a lie that was carefully crafted to justify keeping me in this cage until I die. It's a lie designed to turn you against me, to turn your heart off. They lied. It's on the record. They cheated. That's on the record. They stole. Two of them went to prison over stealing.
And they got out, or are getting out.
Yeah.
For arguably doing the same thing.
Well, no, they actually stole.
Right, but I mean, like...
Ross didn't steal from anybody.
But I'm saying if they're accusing Ross of operating as DPR, right, that these
Dread
two
Pirate
other,
Roberts.
Yeah, that these two guys also operated as DPR.
I don't know if that was what they did specifically. I think that they availed themselves of the Bitcoin that they were stealing from the Silk Road somehow. I forget exactly how they pulled that scam off, but...
I guess it's been almost 10 years.
They dipped into the treasury, basically, of the Silk Road, because they could...
I seem to remember a historical example of warping someone's facial features into a caricature, a monstrous figure, and how we realize that's not okay. You don't take human beings and warp their face into a monstrous caricature of what they are.
Mm-hmm. What were you recalling?
World War II?
The Japanese, you mean?
No, well... That too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, Dr. Seuss just got pulled off the shelves after he had apologized. Like, yeah, he came to the realization, no, that wasn't okay. He realized, no, that's... And yeah, sure, people are drawn to do that to their enemies.
To dehumanize them.
Yes, yeah. To dehumanize them, to caricature them. And yeah, we're drawn to do that, but like, I thought we were getting past this. Where like, yeah, we realize you don't do that to human beings. You don't warp their features so that you can demonize them to attack them. Like, that's just not what you do to people. But no, I was referring to the Nazis and the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what they did. They took the facial features, warped them, and turned them into monsters so that you could think of them as inhuman.
You want to weigh in? 603-283-6160. That's our number here.
But not the last or first government to do that either. It will continue as long as the organization known as government, as long as that type of organization remains.
Yeah, and they want you to not consider the humanity of the people that they're targeting. And in fact, there's somebody in one of our chat rooms in the Twitch chat right now who's talking about how he's being punished for money laundering, selling drugs, conspiracy to commit computer hacking, conspiracy to traffic narcotics.
The evil is in you and not in me, and therefore I am justified.
603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves here. We got more from Ross Ulbricht and his first ever speech from the Silk Road. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
G7 leaders are signing a Carbis Day Declaration on health to prevent another global pandemic.
under the declaration, the G7 leaders will be vowing to take steps to ensure global devastation caused by the coronavirus is never repeated. The British government said it plans to establish a new center to prevent infectious diseases from spreading from animals to humans, noting that 75% of new human disease originates in animals, and these diseases have been emerging at an increasing rate. Lawmakers say they want answers after a new article showed that a Trump-era request for lawmakers' cell phone data was retrieved as the former administration sought out leaks during the Russia probe. The Justice Department's Inspector General is looking into the seizure of House Democrats' metadata during the Trump administration. This is USA Radio News. A shooting on a crowded Austin, Texas street overnight left 13 people injured, and police are searching for at least one gunman. The shooting broke out near 6th Street, a popular bar and nightclub district in the Texas capital. Police said victims were transported to the hospital. Of the injured, 11 were in stable condition and 2 were critical. Authorities say it's unclear if there was more than one shooter. One suspect is described as a slender black male with dreadlocks. Authorities in South Florida have identified the gunman who opened fire at a grocery store this week, killing a woman and her toddler grandchild. The sheriff says Timothy Wall killed the child and a woman at a public supermarket before fatally shooting himself. They said Wall first shot the child, then the grandmother bravely interfered and his gun jams. After a struggle, he ends up shooting the grandmother and himself. His family says he was suffering from mental illness. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, though we're focused for the moment on Ross Ulbricht and his first ever speech that he gave from a federal prison cell over a obviously monitored prison phone connection. They threw him into the so-called special housing unit, to the hole, for performing this interview, or this speech, which, as you point out, People's Mountaineer, is very strange, considering he's very, you know, conciliatory, very sorry, sounding for the things that that he was convicted for. But they put him in there anyway for several days, I believe, over the last week. He got out a day or two ago. And you can follow, there's a Ross Ulbricht account on Twitter. I don't have the, I think it's Free Ross, if I recall correctly, but somebody, I think, in his family is receiving messages from him and reposting them, so you can still kind of see what Ross has to say. So I guess he's been speaking in Twitter form, but this is the first vocal speech that he's given in the whole Silk Road history, which again started back in 2011, the underground drug marketplace, free market, mostly free marketplace. So we can continue again, 603-283-6160. If you're interested in learning about Bitcoin, it's certainly not too late. In fact, you know, even though right now Bitcoin is over $30,000 per unit, it may feel like you're getting into it too late. Well, it may feel like you were too late when you're looking at $300,000 Bitcoin as well, and then you'll be sorry you didn't get in at $30,000. We can't predict the future. We can't guarantee you it's going to go up in price, but over time, over the what is it now, 12, 13 years, 12-year history that Bitcoin's been around, it has tended to go up because it started at zero.
Yeah, it's so. If you look at the, what do you call it, the high-level view of the overall trajectory of Bitcoin, it has done nothing but go up. It's had its peaks and valleys, of course, within
but
that
it's like a mountain. It's going up.
Yeah. I can't see that trend reversing anytime soon, but
whether it's a peakless mountain is another question.
We shall see.
There's only one man who could know.
Bitcoin.com is where you can go get started. Click get started at the top. You'll get the basics about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash because, you know what? You ought to take the time to read about this stuff. It's not going away. Governments around the planet right now are talking very seriously about Bitcoin because they know they can't stop it. So what are they going to do about it? Well, apparently El Salvador is embracing it. Which you guys discussed on last night's show, Captain. So go grab that over at freetalklive.com if you want that. But go to bitcoin.com to learn the basics. Or if you're not new to Bitcoin, you want to get the latest news headlines, you can do that as well. That's news.bitcoin.com. Let's go to Dave. He's in Michigan listening to WKHM. They're in Jackson. Go ahead, Dave.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Dave.
Ross Ulbricht is an icon and he's a hero. He saved a lot of lives. You're right about that.
Yes.
And also, on your own platform there, Nobody, boy, that guy had a lot of passion. And,
still does.
And Ian there, you know, I believe you're Ian, correct?
I am, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You guys, the Crypto Six, you'll have your mark in history there. And, I commend you for, the stand that you took and standing up and your heroes and icons in your own right. I have to share something with you here. About a year ago, I remember it was Porkfest that was coming there, and I think it was about the time when Captain Kickass stripped a prostitute and he stripped a prostitute or something.
I did what to a prostitute?
Apparently you failed to pay for her services.
I stiffed a prostitute? I don't recall this story. Me neither.
And what happened was I went to the well a little bit too often and tried to make another joke that was kind of offensive, and I just want you guys to know that I've been re-educated in the ways of polite society, and I want to apologize for that, and thank you for getting me on air. But, sure. In Jackson here, there's this one judge, I had all my paperwork in, and it was a rental lawyer and this and that and everything, and the judge treated me like crap, and it was kind of like, well, you know, he shouldn't have done that, and I got a good ruling, and the next time I had to go back and back and back, and it was about five or six times, and the statute of limitations ran out, so I knew I was golden. But it was funny, one of the city cops came in there, and he wanted to get a warrant on somebody, and it just so happened that the woman stole this guy's truck, her boyfriend's truck, and kicked his butt real good, and the judge is sitting there, and I'm sitting there all alone in the in the courtroom, and he's laughing. He goes, "I don't believe this. She kicked his ass, and she took his truck." And both of the police guy and the judge were laughing. So I not only won the case, I turned him into the Judicial Tenure Commission in Michigan, and it took 7 months, to get a ruling on that. And we have a black lawyer that's running in Jackson. His name's George Lyons. I think he's going to be coming for a judge. And I think that...
Hold on, John, let's slow down for just a moment here. I just want to make sure I understood this. You were sitting in a courtroom watching a case that wasn't yours. You saw the judge and a cop acting what you figured was inappropriate to the case in an unprofessional manner, and you were able to get that judge punished for this?
I turned him into the Judicial Tenure Commission, and what happened, it took 7 months. So if they were thinking about it for 7 months, and it was just a whitewash type of deal there.
Oh, so they didn't do anything to him?
Well, probably not. He's still on there. They might have. It's supposed to be confidential and everything, but...
So Ben, this is what happens, by the way. Whenever there's a judge that is acting inappropriately, you can send a report to their panel of fellow judges. And their panel of fellow judges will then, of course, decide to back up their friend and their buddy and their coworker and do absolutely nothing to them.
We investigated ourselves, and wouldn't you know it, we found ourselves innocent.
Weird.
That's how it works. Hey, Dave, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And it's not just happening in Michigan. It happens everywhere. I mean, I forget who it was that filed a complaint against Judge Burke here in Keene, who for long-time listeners remember Judge Burke. He was the main civil court, or not civil court, but criminal court judge here, district court in Keene, New Hampshire, which is where we do this show. And a bunch of our friends, libertarian activists, civil disobedience, appeared in front of this guy. And he behaved in very, very, inappropriate manners, like by arresting peaceful people who hadn't done anything. I'm thinking of Adamo Freeman, who literally walked up some stairs in the courthouse as the judge was coming in the building and asked him questions. He had him arrested and charged with a felony, dropped the felony, let Adamo out of jail after, 10 days or something like that being held, and then that was the end of that. There was no justice for Adamo in that particular case. And
right.
This is just one example. He's arrested people for wearing hats and things like that. And, I remember somebody, I don't know who it was, somebody filed a complaint with the Judicial Conduct Commission, and nothing happened.
Well, and, of course, this illustrates perfectly that when people get power, it doesn't matter whether or not they were a good person before they got the power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's the power that corrupts the person. And so Let's just do away with the institution that gives people this kind of power.
How about Judge Catherine Forrest, the judge in the Ross Ulbricht trial, who was just one of the worst judges I've ever heard about? The reason why she was one of the worst is because you don't normally hear that much about judges, because most of the time people don't take a case to trial. Ross took his case to trial. And interestingly, one of the guys in the chat room here, Logically Cynical 2021, he's in the Twitch chat, he says that Ross was offered a plea deal prior to the trial of 10 years.
Yeah.
And, of course, he didn't take it. He wanted to go and try this thing in court, and it was a huge mistake. He should have taken it. I mean, 10 years sounds like a really bad deal, but it certainly seems better now than, two life sentences in 40 years. And most people who go to trial in federal court, they get convicted. So we know what's likely coming to us, the Crypto Six, if we go to trial. 603-283-6160. But hopefully the judge in our case won't be as terrible as the judge in Ross Ulbricht's case. We'll hear more from Ross in moments, the founder of the Silk Road. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday show. The phones are open for you should you wish to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. You don't have to comment on Ross Ulbricht, although that is so far the focus of the show. We do have other things we can discuss, including rods from God.
Rods from God.
We'll find out what those are later, perhaps. Again, phones are open. 603-283-6160. Want to invite you to our social media platform. We launched it earlier this year when, of course, a lot of people were being deplatformed from various different big media, big tech company sites like Facebook, Twitter. And they've been doing that. YouTube, of course, been taking down channels left and right. If you don't say what the government says you should say, then you are a persona non grata. You don't belong on these other platforms. We want you to have a place where you can come to express yourself, and you can do that over at social.freetalklive.com. You don't have to be a libertarian or a voluntarist or anarchist to post there, although that's certainly the bulk of the users on the site. You're welcome to go to social.freetalklive.com, and it's running the Mastodon software, which is decentralized, open source, federated. It's basically the gold standard of independent social media on the internet. And one of the things that's neat about Mastodon is that because it's open source, anyone who's a programmer, you know, and they know what they're doing, they can spin up their own app for this thing. So, like, normally if you're using Facebook or Twitter, it's like, well, you use the Facebook app, and that's it. Mm-hmm. If you don't like it, well, then don't be on the platform. But in the Mastodon world, there might be like four or five or more different apps that all kind of do the same thing, but look different, feel different, maybe have different features here or there, and the way it's organized. So you can pick the app that like feels best to you, which is a cool thing to be able to do, like to have actual choice in the apps that use the platform. So go to social.freetalklive.com. Whether you get Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, Linux, there's apps for all of those operating systems, or you can just use the website. Obviously, there's that way, too. social.freetalklive.com.
I got to say, that is a feature I've also appreciated about podcasts, that there's a bunch of different podcasters with different setups, and I mean, really simple syndication or RSS, I mean, it's almost unblockable. Like, it's pretty much uncensorable, and that's you can true. Get something that can't be censored, and you can just tailor it to your particular tastes and get whichever program works for you.
Indeed. And you can get that, by the way, we have an RSS feed as well. You can go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You can subscribe to Free Talk Live there. So we're playing for you the Ross Ulbricht, I keep calling it an interview, but it was a speech that he gave about 25 minutes in length at the Bitcoin convention in Miami. And this is the first time he's had a speech at all ever, basically in the history of the Silk Road, the underground marketplace that he founded back in 2011 and was arrested for operating in 2013, convicted in 2015, sentenced to two life sentences plus 40 years. Let's continue with Ross.
Hated evidence. That's on the record. They destroyed evidence. That's on the record. They planted evidence. That's on the record. At one point, they were looking into how they could give me the death penalty. They wanted to inject chemicals into my veins that would stop my heart. I had this dream where one of them was pointing a syringe at the soft spot of my neck, just under my chin.
By the way, if you want the proof of what he's saying about how they destroyed evidence, they planted evidence, they stole, go to freeross.org. You will find there a documentary that they painstakingly pieced together with citations, like plenty of citations of all the claims that they make. It is in video, audio, and text formats. So if you prefer to read, you can read the documentary. If you like to watch, you can watch. If you like to listen, you can listen. Whichever way you prefer to consume, you can do it. They really outdid themselves on making this available and consumable to anybody that's interested in the truth about what happened to Ross Ulbricht. I believe it is called Railroaded, is the name of the documentary piece. So if you want to spend a significant amount of time looking into this, it's a deep, ugly pit of a case. And, you know, the brief mention we gave the judge about how bad she was, you'll get the whole story about how terrible this judge was, combined with terribly corrupt FBI and Secret Service and DEA and other agencies.
Yeah, if you ever question some of the things that we say about agents of the state, just go and read all of that documentation and then come back and let us know if your opinion hasn't changed.
Yeah, see it for yourself, freeross.org.
Yeah, this is the first time I heard about them pushing for the death penalty on
me
this.
Too.
I mean, wow.
Doesn't surprise me, but...
They did the same thing to you, right? They wanted to... Didn't they want to... Oh, no, it was
no,
life. It
no,
was life, yeah.
Bars.
So, but
that's basically death. I mean,
yeah, I mean, right? But
yeah, no,
certainly the highest possible penalty they could.
Yeah, we don't. I don't know about the federal, but we don't have the death penalty in this state.
That's right.
I checked. So
I think they brought it back federally recently.
Great.
I think under the Trump administration they brought that back.
But seriously, to try to kill a man for making a website.
That's right. Let's go on.
You kept getting closer and closer, and I backed away, but my back was against the wall. Every muscle in my body was tensed as I strained to get away. I was practically climbing the wall as the tip of the syringe came right next to my skin. I woke up in that exact same position. I was hyperventilating. My heart was pounding. I could still feel the needle coming toward me. Are you starting to understand what it means to lose your freedom? It means living in constant fear. Why has it taken me all these years to finally talk to you? I've been afraid. Even now, I was strongly warned against talking to you. You'll only anger the authorities even more. You'll ruin what little chance you have left in the courts. But it was not my intention to anger anyone, and yes, I'm afraid. I'm afraid of retaliation. I'm afraid that because of what I'm saying to you today, I'll be thrown in the hole, or worse.
He was.
That's horrible.
They threw him in.
I'm speechless. They warned him.
Yeah. They knew he was going to make this call, and they told him, this could hurt you, Ross.
Like,
speaking could hurt you.
They say that adversity reveals character. If you don't believe that Ross Ulbricht is a man of high character, you haven't been listening.
We continue.
But
put by. It's been easier to ignore the lies and everything else, to just focus on getting through each day and trying to be strong for my family.
This call is from a federal prison.
But today, right now, I have a message for those that have been lying about me and those that have been thoughtlessly repeating those lies. Please stop. You are hurting me. Please stop. You know what you're saying isn't true. You are hurting me, and you're hurting my family. Please stop.
Can you imagine continuing to tell lies about this guy after he's already been convicted? I mean, they lied like hell about him before he was convicted. Now he's in prison. He's probably never going to get out of prison. Right. I mean, it would be wonderful if it would be a miracle if he ever does. And yet people continue to drag his name through the mud and continue to tell lies about him.
It's like breaking the legs of a fly after you already tore the wings off.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's sick. And, you know, that hurts a lot, too, right? Because, you know, like he said, he can't speak out meaningfully from inside. I mean, he couldn't really even speak out before the trial because, you know, if you talk before a trial, the lawyer's like, oh, you can't, you don't be talking about the case. Well, how do you respond when people are dragging your name through the mud? Your parents can say, no, he's not like that, but that's not the same as you yourself being able to come right out and contradict.
Well,
you
know? I mean, there's a real easy way to tell whether or not, you know, these accusations are true, and let's look at the evidence. And the evidence almost certainly points you to the direction that none of these things that they say about him are true, and that, in fact, there is really no victim in anything that he did.
No.
If they were telling the truth, why did they have to destroy evidence?
Right.
The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That allows you to call in. You can bring up anything. We do have other things to discuss tonight here. If we get a chance, we'll talk about these Air Force rods from God. Also a scary story. But there's still a few minutes left of Ross Ulbricht. He's got more to say to you. This is the first time he's been able to do this. That's why I wanted to spend the time on this to get this word out as far as we possibly can assist with. You know, I would have loved to have had Ross on the show to talk to him about this stuff. But this is great. I'm glad we're able to share this with you. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.